Buddha's words on loving kindness. Let us all chant together. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be happy, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Armadale, well, I was going to say Armadale meditation class, but I heard that we are no longer the Armadale meditation group, we are the worldwide meditation group. Armadale's taking over the world, or maybe Buddhism is taking over the world. That could also be the case. Maybe in the times of distress like COVID now is happening, maybe more people are getting into Buddhism. It could be the case. But anyway, we were just chanting the Metta Sutta, and I noticed a line in there which says, not busy with duties. There's actually different versions of this. I think we chanted unburdened with duties. This version here has not busy with duties. It's just a difference in translation. That's one of the Buddha's instructions, to be not too busy with duties. And that's actually something maybe I should reflect upon today, because today I was really actually a bit busy, because in Bodhinyana Monastery right now we are building new huts for monks to live in. We are building 6 new huts. And it's not like the olden days, like in the time of the Buddha, you could just build a hut out of a bunch of logs or a bit of mud on the side, and that would do for a hut. Nowadays, it's not like that anymore, because we have to abide by all the regulations, building codes. Also, we are in like a fire hazard zone, so we have to have extra protective walls and windows and everything. And it's for the monks, it's quite a bit of busyness to build those huts. We are trying to finish them before we enter our yearly 3-month retreat, the range retreat, when we prefer not to do that kind of work, because we focus on meditation as much as possible. And what I'm doing for the huts is I mainly make the furniture. So we have we live in a forest, and from time to time big trees fall down, and we use some of those wood to make furniture out of. I find that's a really nice idea, so we don't have to buy the wood from forests that are overlogged. We just use our local timber. But it's a nice idea, but it does create a lot of work also, of course, because you have to start from a tree and end up with a little bed, or also some shelves, like for example like this. Well, this is not very much work, but you get the idea. Some shelves to hang your robes on and things like that. So that's what I'm mainly doing. And today I was working all morning and all afternoon. Basically had only time for a little bit of meditation before I came here to see you all. So now I get the fruits of my whole day of work, because now it's time for me and also for all of you to relax and to not have to do any duties, to be, as the Buddha said, not busy with duties. And not busy with duties doesn't just mean that we just sit down on the couch with a cup of tea and watch television or something like that. Not busy with duties in the highest sense means not busy in your head with things, not doing things in your mind, not running around thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, worrying about something you did yesterday, or and being anxious about your future plans, or angry about something that happened. No. Instead of all those things, you just be in the present moment, and you don't need to do anything at all. Like for the projects that we have now, all the Kuti building, there's almost like a to-do list that we have. Like we need to do the furniture, we need to do the window sill, the ceiling, the painting, etc., etc. There's a whole to-do list of things. And often in life we have to-do lists for all sorts of things. What you have to do for your job, or maybe for your house or whatever. But in meditation, we don't have a to-do list. We have a not-to-do list. Or a not-do list. It's things we don't do. So, things we don't do in meditation. We don't think too much. We don't worry. We don't get upset or annoyed. We don't have any goals even in meditation. Because as soon as we set a goal, like, I'm going to meditate for this and this long, and I'm going to watch that breath, I'm going to count, I'm going to do this and that. As soon as you do that, you're already off in the future. Like, a goal is always something in the future. And when there is a discrepancy between where you are and the future where you want to be, then there will always be restlessness and movement of the mind, because you're always trying to move forwards mentally, trying to get somewhere where you're not. But this is not how you should meditate. you will waste a lot of time if you meditate like that, like trying to get to a certain state, trying to get somewhere where you're not. Meditation is about being where you already are and accepting the situation as it is. And by doing that, there's so much wonderful things just happen all by themselves. You don't make those things happen, all the beautiful states of peace and joy and clarity, super mindfulness, insights even, they happen by themselves. And it often sounds counterintuitive to people when I say the insights just happen, you don't need to do much for it. But people are so used to thinking their way through problems. And so in life we often do that, right? Maybe you have to do, I don't know, what you have to do for your work. Let's say you have to do some accounting or something, or whatever. Then you're all constantly thinking your way out of certain situation, out of the troubles, out of difficult problems. But in meditation, don't do that, or at least try to not make that your standard approach. Sometimes you can use a bit of contemplation and a little bit of thinking. I'm not saying that's 100% wrong, but let your main approach be just be there, just accept the situation, just let things happen all by themselves. The mind is so much more wise than you think. All of you, I see your faces on the webcam, all of you, your mind is much wiser than you think it is. It can create so much peace and insight if only you let it, if you get out of the way. And what I mean by that is just sit there and let the meditation develop by itself. Yeah? You don't set yourself certain goals or standards, just let the meditation happen. So don't let there be good or bad meditations even. Sometimes people ask me, how was your meditation retreat? As monks we sometimes take a retreat, and then when you come off retreat, of course a natural question by other monks is, how well, how was your retreat? But I don't think I've ever said good or bad. Not that I can remember anyway. Usually I say something like, I don't know, or something like that, because if you say good or bad, then there's judgment again. You can say peaceful, yeah, but peaceful, yeah, it's good or bad. As soon as you create good or bad, then you create preference and dislike, because you always like what's good and you don't like what you call bad. But if you just accept everything as it is and don't label it as good or bad, then that's just peace, because you don't need to move away from the bad and move towards the good. You're just where you are, and in a sense then it's all good, it's all fine. As I said before, I just had only a little bit of time to meditate before I came to see you all. And what happened during that meditation, after working all day? Well, you could probably guess, but I'll demonstrate to you. I sit down, nice meditation. Of course, I fell asleep. But did I get upset? Like, I'm a monk, I should meditate, I should not fall asleep. No. Of course not. As I said, it's just judgment. Yeah, you're creating good and bad. You're not happy where you are. So I was just, I'm falling asleep. That's okay. That can happen. That's part of meditation, right? Sometimes you fall asleep. That's fine. Yeah? Don't always create problems out of everything. Well, if you're falling asleep every time you meditate, okay, maybe then don't just accept that, and maybe try some other methods But if it's just occasionally, especially after like me, like a long day work, and you fall asleep, yeah, that's great, yeah? So in a moment I'll give you a guided meditation, and then suddenly all the guidance you hear is then just accept that, hopefully. I hope you can accept that then, should be okay. I don't think I'll fall asleep again, but but if you, one of you will fall asleep or whatever, it's fine, yeah? Just let it happen. Don't do too much. And this is also because, especially in the early stages of meditation, your mind is not clear at all. Yeah? You might think you are awake, you might think you're not sleepy, but actually in our standard way of being, the mind is actually very clouded, and it, you, whatever instructions you will give it or whatever you try to do with it, you'll generally do the wrong thing because you can't really see what the mind needs. Occasionally you fluke it and you just, even though your mind is clouded, not yet super mindful, and you do something and it helps. You do a certain contemplation or whatever. But this will be so much more powerful when you first let the mind rest for a while. When you let the mind just rest and get its energy up slowly by itself, you don't do that, you just let the mind gradually become more clear and more mindful. Then you will reach a certain state and it will just be obvious what you need to do or not do. Yeah, remember that not to do this. Sometimes your instruction should be, ah, I won't think about that, I won't do this, I won't at this moment, for example, scan my body, I need to watch the breath. And you will just know, because the mind is just clear and clarity of mindfulness will be there. But in a state, usual state, we don't really have much mindfulness at all, so our instructions that we might give ourselves can be the wrong ones. And then, because we give the wrong instructions, the mind will never get very peaceful. So therefore I always start every meditation just by being there, just allowing things to be. And I will guide you now in a little meditation where we just allow things to be. And there's not much instruction there is to that really, because I've given this, I said this before, but when my instruction is to just be there and not do anything, there's not much for me to say. But I will do, and I will attempt anyway, and please join me in a nice meditation where we're just gonna be nice and peaceful and just relax, not trying to create things again, just letting the mind do its thing, whatever that is. So, if you would like to join me, please find a nice, comfortable place to sit. You can sit on a cushion or a chair, doesn't really matter. You can lie down even if you want to, although then it's probably even more likely you'll fall asleep. That's okay. But for now, just find a nice position where you can sit comfortably for the next half hour or so while we meditate. And don't be afraid to fidget around a bit to find a nice comfortable position. Usually the first posture we take isn't the best one, so just move around if you want to. Maybe loosen some tight clothing, adjust your cushion, it's whatever you need to do, just to get a generally okay, nice position. It's the nature of the body to never be 100% at ease, so whatever position you have will eventually become uncomfortable, but just do the best you can just for now. Just focus on your body. See if there's any areas where you can make some adjustments to your posture. And once you've found a decent posture to sit in, just arrive in the present moment. Arrive here in this time. This time of now is really the only moment that really truly exists. The future is not here yet, and the past is gone. The only moment we really have is the present moment. So just enjoy it, to be here. And how do you arrive in the present moment? Simply by being aware of what is happening right now, whatever that is. The feeling of your body sitting on the seat, the sound of my voice and the sounds in the environment. Feeling of your breath, whatever is happening now, just have a general awareness of the present. So you can arrive in the here and now. And remind yourself that this is not the time to make plans for tomorrow, to worry about next week or whenever. Don't even think about what you're going to do after meditation. Don't think even about what might happen later in meditation. Just be in the present. There's no need now to worry about the future. You'll find that time spent in the present moment automatically creates a beautiful future. that was much more worth of our time to be in the present instead of worrying about the future. And the past. What a waste of time it is to think about the past. It's all gone, you can't change it anyway. Best thing you can do with the past is just let it go and just arrive in here in the present moment, where there is no past, no future. There's just this thing, this awareness, this being here. So we don't set ourselves any goals for this meditation. We're not going to tell ourselves, I am going to wash the breath, or I am going to do loving kindness meditation, or anything. We're just gonna let go of the past and future. That's all. And whatever remains, that's the present moment. And in the present moment, just let the mind do whatever it wants. Let it focus on whatever it wants. Without any controlling. Without any input from you. Let the mind just find its own peace. In the present moment, you might find your mind moving from one thing to the next, checking out different things. That's okay. Just let it focus on whatever, on the sounds, on your body, on your breath, on your mental feeling of joy and peace. Or whatever. is let the mind figure it out for itself and trust either in the words of the Buddha or your past experiences, words of your teachers, just trust that this is the right thing to do. Just let the mind free, free in the present moment. Nothing can harm us here. So you don't need to fear that things will go wrong. Just let the mind go. Just like you let go of a balloon and it floats in the winds. Imagine letting go of your mind. If you notice your mind starting to move, to think about the past or future, just remind yourself what a wonderful opportunity it is to just sit here and be in the present. Remind yourself the beauty of the present moment and enjoy the present moment. I will now let my mind go from talking to you as well for the next 15 minutes or so, and after that I will guide you out of the meditation. So just enjoy present moment. Just be here and don't do anything. Dear friends, we are coming close to the end of this meditation, but never just rush out of meditation. Give yourself some time and to ask yourself, how do you feel now? What feelings, what qualities are there now inside that were caused by the meditation? Take a clear investigation into your mind and body. Ask, what feelings or qualities have arisen? You don't need to give those a name. Just try to experience them as fully as you can. Maybe you are somewhat more alert or aware than before. Maybe you are more peaceful, more solid in the present. Maybe less anxious. Maybe you just feel more relaxed. Or maybe you feel more restless for some reason. Whatever it is, just experience it. Without the judgment, just know what caused this to come to be. So that in the future, if it is positive states of mind, we can create them again, and negative mind states we can avoid. I will now ring the bell 3 times and just let those sounds of the bell slowly bring you back out of the meditation and into the world. So that was this meditation, that's what they call it. But sometimes I don't even think of my meditation as meditation. I think of meditation just as time to relax and just to enjoy being present. Often the word meditation by itself already has so many meanings for people, and it has so many things it implies. So sometimes we hear the word meditation and we already, some people might already be put off before they even know what it is. So therefore sometimes I don't use the word meditation and I don't say I'm going to meditate. I just say I'm going to sit there, just be there, or just walk somewhere. Walking can also be done in the present moment, so you just experience life. Maybe that's a good synonym for a way of meditating. So I've just taught you a bit about not doing stuff, to have your not to-do list be of more importance than your to-do list, at least in the time that we sit down, close our eyes, and to be peaceful. Those times, forget about your to-do lists, take out your not-to-do list, and be happy, peaceful, and let the mind develop all by itself. And the mind teaches itself. It will learn from experience what kind of things are helpful, what kind of things are not helpful. This is also why in the end I encourage you to reflect back on how you feel and on how those feelings were created. Myself, I feel more aware and more happy. And this is for me a very common experience with meditation, that I feel just much better afterwards. And I hope that is the same for you. And I'm sure that often you have experienced this. May not be all the time, but at least sometimes you experience this. And as you become more experienced in meditation, it will be more and more often that the result of meditation is so likable and so nice. And the times sometimes that actually you feel worse after meditation, those times will become less. But it's not because in some meditations you just do it all the right things and in other meditations you just do all the wrong things. No, it's just because sometimes all the factors were just in place for the mind to become peaceful. I mean, it's not that you did it in that meditation, you finally knew that you did the right thing. I sometimes hear people talk about like that, oh, I had such a nice meditation, I just did exactly all the right things. Some person was saying something very similar to that to me a couple days ago. But it's not about that. Meditation is something that builds up over your entire life. And when that day that you finally become so super peaceful and so mindful, it's not the result that of just that single meditation session. It's all your meditation build up together. It's actually your whole life builds up together. Your whole way of being comes together. And sometimes it creates these peak experiences. But it's not because you do something right in just a single meditation session. And I say that, I emphasize that, because if you think you did it all right in that one meditation session, you'll try to do those things again that you thought you did right. But it doesn't work like that. Meditation, just be peaceful, allow the mind to develop. Sometimes you can use certain techniques, like counting the breath, or contemplation of the body. Those things are helpful, but I really encourage you again, let your main meditation be just being here, just enjoying the present moment. And then through that build up some peace and clarity. Like for me now, I feel more peace or more clear. And if you feel like that, then yeah, maybe then is the time to maybe start maybe focusing on the breath, or being a bit more having a goal, but no, just maybe you can do a bit more direction in your meditation maybe at some point. But you can also just continue just being here and enjoying the peaceful feelings. You'll actually find often that it becomes very natural for the mind to just pick up the peace or the silence inside or the joy that arises without you having to guide it, because it's natural for the mind to just pick up things that are beautiful. Yeah, it's natural for us. We are inclined towards beautiful things. It's when there is different kind of foods to choose from, you will choose the one you like the most. And you don't choose the food that you dislike. Nobody does that. Why? Because it's natural. And it's the same with the mind. The mind will pick out what it likes the most. It will find what is the most beautiful automatically, and you don't have to move it towards that. You don't have to move your mind towards the peace and the joy. Beauty is something that we tend to focus on automatically. Like, if you watch this webcam right now, what do you focus on? This ugly monk or this beautiful Buddha? I will focus on beautiful Buddha, that's what I would do. No, okay, I'm kidding a bit, but anyway, the point of that is just the mind does things by itself, and you can trust it. Just trust the mind. So that's what I would like to finish with. And if there's any questions or just comments or experiences you would like to share, I think this is the time, isn't it, Chris?
Yes, it is. This is the time if you'd like to ask any questions, and if you'd like to unmute yourself and ask a question, that would be wonderful. And if you would rather, you may type your question into the chat. Venerable, this was definitely very, very interesting and very pleasant experience for me. I do have a question for you, Venerable. It's slightly off-key, but I was wondering, how did you choose your name? Did you choose your name, Sunyo?
In a way, yes. Sunyo, so just a little background for people who might not know. Monks here in this monastery, in this tradition generally, we get a new name, which is not our lay name. And the real reason for that is really that in times of Westerners came to Asian countries, the Asians found it very difficult to pronounce all the Western names. So we get given names from the language of the time of the Buddha. Actually, also Asian monks received that kind of names as well, but they generally still use their Asian names instead of their ordination names. But we Western monks, we tend to use our ordination names. Not all the Western monks, but most of us do. And usually you get given your name by the monk who is your preceptor, the monk who ordains you. So that would be, in my case, would be Ajahn Brahm. But Ajahn Brahm, he's a little bit different. He says, then I have to think up all these names and maybe I give somebody a name that they hate, and then they hate me forever for it. That's what he said. So if you really insist on him giving you a name, he will, but generally he just lets us pick our own name, and it's just easier for everybody. And I just like the name Sunyo. I always liked it because Sunyo, the meaning of Sunyo, you might maybe recognize if you're a bit more into Buddhism in general, you might know the word Sunyata. And sunyata means emptiness. It's mainly used in Tibetan Buddhism. I think it's very popular in Zen as well, the term sunyata. But it's a term actually coming from the Buddha. It's all in the Pali text as well. Sunyata means emptiness, and the word sunyo just means empty. So sunyo just means empty. Empty because empty of a self, empty of anybody inside. This is the Buddha's teaching of anatta. I won't go into detail, but I chose it because generally monks, they choose a name like Vimoka, is somebody who ordained recently, and that means like enlightened or liberated, or they choose something like generosity or the teacher of wisdom or something like that. They teach something that inspires them to live up to. Well, I thought, what is easy to live up to? Sunyo. Just emptiness. Because it's true whether you're enlightened or not, it's always sunya, basically always emptiness. Yeah, so that's why I liked it. I must say I also like that it's very short and stuff. But it's a nice story that I liked it before I ordained. I liked it so much, I thought I liked this name a bit too much. Better not get attached to a name. So everybody who ordained before me, I said, you need a name, take Sunyo. Sunyo is the best name, it means empty, it's really nice. And everyone's like, okay, I'll think about it. It was like four or five people maybe, but they all ordained before me and they didn't pick Sunyo, they all picked other names. And then my day for ordination came. And I think I was going to ordain in the evening. And I asked, in the afternoon, I asked one of the monks, can you give me a name? This was Venerable Upasama. I asked him, can you please give me a name? He said, okay, I'll give you the name Sunyagara. But Sunyagara means something like empty hut or something like that, empty building. But that doesn't make no sense for a monk. But it had Sunyo in it. So I thought, okay, maybe it's meant to be. Maybe I should not give the name away. I just call myself Sunyo. But in the end, it's just a name for my parents and all other stuff. I still just called Simon, which was my lay name, or Simon in Dutch. Sunyo is just a name, but that's how I chose it and why. It's actually quite a funny story if I think back on it. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Venerable. That's a very lovely story. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else who might have a question they'd like to ask? Don't forget, you can put it into the chat, or if you'd like to unmute yourself and ask a question, that would be wonderful. I think, please, yes.
Hi, Ajahn. I have a question. The concept about, you know, non-self and emptiness about us being just this phenomenon of mental processes and mental energy and emotional energy and bodily formation. And this is how it's always happening so fast that we have this delusion of this self. So I understand that, kind of, I appreciate that. And I guess many years ago, I had an accidental, very close insight to that in a meditation, not through thinking, right? So, but I still have that fear that, but I still feel like I'm fearful of not being successful in society, or, you know, not being somebody in society. So even though mentally I appreciate that, and previously I used to be very sad about this, like, oh, is that all that there is? Like, there is no point to our existence? Like, everything is suffering? So I used to have I guess I grew up with, like, a very nihilistic view, like a bit of melancholy, a bit of sadness. And then, however, through my meditation experience, practice, I came to accept that as a truth. Like, I came to mature, and then I said, okay, maybe, yeah, we are all just non-self, and we are just processes that we have come to assume as ourselves. And I come to accept that, but I feel that emotionally I'm not as dejected as before. Like, I'm not as depressed, and I'm not resistant to that truth anymore as much. But I still have that, like, if anybody asks, like, okay, like, if I want to ordain, even if there's a chance, I will still feel like I'm becoming unsuccessful in society, or I'm letting go of I still have that. Something that I'm holding on to, but I have no idea what I'm holding on to. So how do you go on to ordain with faith in this? Like, how do you have that faith before that realization, actually? So because I feel that I don't have that faith. That's why...
But first of all, I would like to say, First of all, if you sometimes get a melancholic, or you, I think you mentioned a little bit depressed from Buddhist teaching, then you try to approach things differently. Because it's always very important in Buddhism also to develop joy and happiness. This is, you find, if you read the suttas, you find all the time the Buddha talking about joy in the meditation. And never underestimate the importance of joy, and never underestimate the importance of happiness in your meditation. Yeah? If meditation is a struggle, if life becomes depressing, then it's not the right way. It's not the way of the Buddha. You may get some certain insights, maybe sometimes, but focus more than in those times on the happiness, because the happiness creates a sharp mind, happy mind is able to deal with whatever truth you might see. You might think, oh, a life without a self is depressing, but if your mind is happy, you won't think like that. You just think, oh, a life without self, yeah, this is great, because it makes it so much possible. I don't need to worry about my looks, I don't need to worry about a life in society, yeah, as you said. If you create more happiness, and then you just, okay, yeah, maybe I'll just ordain and it's happy, I don't need to worry about life in society, yeah. And also, how do you create more faith? Well, the deeper the insights are, the deeper the faith will be. And maybe you had some sort of insight, but insights can become even much more deeper. And maybe in the future you'll have a more deeper insight, and then it's almost impossible that you will stay as a lay person. You will actually feel like you're failing yourself by staying as a lay person. That's sort of how I felt before my ordination. I felt like if I stay as a lay person, then I'm really failing, because I should really follow the path of the Buddha, the path of the Dhamma. And admittedly, sometimes I have these feelings in myself, like a monk. Why am I a monk? Am I not doing nothing useful with my life? Is this like failing life? Sometimes I think like that. But generally I think, no, if I would, for me personally, I'm saying this just for myself, if personally I would be a lay person, then I would fill sort of my personal mission in life. And not saying that everybody should ordain, no way, it's not the right thing for everybody, but yeah, that is just how it was for me. So, being more joyful, having the deeper insights, and refocusing what failure means to you, maybe that helps.
Thank you for the sharing too.
Do we have another question?
I have no question. I only wanted to say thank you to the Venerable. Thank you for the workshop you did with Ajahn Bramali. I really enjoyed that one. It was very interesting, and I also like your really, really bad jokes as well. You're going in the direction of
Ajahn Brahm. Oh no, I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Yeah. That's non-self for you, right? I get influenced, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's just.
Yeah, I can see that. But good.
Okay, thank you, Ellie.
Is anybody else would like to say something? Something about their experiences in the meditation this evening, or share something with us?
I think Jim from Germany would like to say something.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all of your advice. It resonates. Yeah, it's answered quite a few doubts and that kind of thing in my mind. I was wondering if you've got any advice on walking meditation, and would you give any credit, or do you have a view at all of there being a difference between walking meditation and mindful walking.
Mindful walking or walking meditation, yes, in a way it's just names for things. I don't know exactly how you would see the difference, but walking meditation I generally approach quite similarly to normal meditation. And sometimes when people teach walking meditation, they say slowly lift the foot, slowly put it down, slowly lift the other foot and put it down. But for me, I just start walking back and forth at whatever pace feels natural. And you just let the body, in a sense, do its own thing. Just let the body feel what pace is right for this moment. And sometimes that can be a bit quicker and sometimes a bit slower, and the mind will just direct the body in its own pace. And then you might find at some certain point you walk so slowly you're basically standing still. I've had that a couple of times, and I just let that happen as well. Just standing still, you can also meditate standing still if that is what body feels like doing. And yeah, sometimes about mindful walking, sometimes I go for a little walk around the forest here. It's very beautiful, and that can in a sense also be a meditation, although I generally use it more like exercise. I just walk quite fast generally, but sometimes I walk really slowly, just enjoy the nature or the environment that I'm in. I can also even enjoy just walking through town and just watching the cars drive by and just seeing things happen. As long as I'm just in the present moment, it's always enjoyable in a sense. Because if you're just seeing the cars drive by, is in a sense the same like being in nature. You can't do anything about that. The cars will go their way, yeah? The trees will grow, the birds will tweet, and you just enjoy it because you don't know, you can't change it. There's no object to something to do. Sometimes we meditate all sit up close in our minds, in our little box inside, and we think we have full control over what's going on. This is actually a bit of an illusion, but when you start walking and just looking around and enjoying things, you know you can't control those things. So in a sense that sort of creates the present moment automatically, in a sense. So that's how I would see difference between mindfulness and mindful walking. Well, yeah, you can do both. Both can be very helpful, actually. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
And anybody else like to share an experience this evening? It's been a very, very special evening, so the meditation is certainly very special. So does anyone have something they'd like to say?
There's a question.
Okay. Yvonne, did you want to say something?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Chris, I was just looking at the chat.
Okay, we have some question here. Thank you very much. That's gone down, unfortunately slipped down out of my sight. But Sarah, thank you to everyone. Any advice for dealing with time pressures, Sajan?
With what, sorry?
With time pressures.
Time? Sorry, I think I need to open.
Any advice for dealing
with time pressure? Okay, yep, I see.
Time pressure.
I just look at the challenge of time pressures. Wow. Arrive in the present moment and be. Sometimes we have, as I said before, sometimes we have a little bit of a busy life, even as monks. We have things to do. And then in those times, you may feel some time pressure. Could happen, but we always take time, we also take some time to just meditate and just be in the present moment and just forget for a while about all the things that happen in the might happen in the future, about all your plans and ideas, about all your things that you have to do. Just put them aside for a while. And then because you don't have any future, there is no pressure. Because what are you going to do? As I said before, meditation, as soon as you have goals, even in your meditation, you create restlessness, and you create also a kind of time pressure. So just be and enjoy the meditation, and just do it for a while, as long as you can in your day. Make some time to meditate. Try to do it every day, maybe every morning, every evening, whatever suits for you. And through the meditation, you will find that your whole day becomes more peaceful just by having some meditation planned in throughout the day. And then, because you are more peaceful generally, you'll be able to deal with pressures outside of meditation much more easily. You will just be generally more at ease, more kind, and more also more laid back. Yeah, you are more allowing things to develop, and sometimes you just allow things to go wrong. That happens from time to time as well. I am the workshop monk here in the monastery, and I'm supposed to look after the workshop. Well, I'm supposed to be responsible for keeping it all tidy and organized. Well, I've given up on that responsibility quite a while ago, because you should have a look. It's a great mess, but I just allow it to happen, whatever. It's just part of people. Some people are messy, I suppose. I clean up my own mess, but the rest, well, whatever. People, I've told them and they don't listen, so I just let them be. So yeah, just let things be, and you'll find you'll just, yeah, pressure falls away, because you don't worry so much when you just take some time to meditate every day. So that would be my main advice, just keep meditating, and when you meditate, just relax. And don't create new pressures and new goals, like I'm gonna have this and this experience in meditation, I'm gonna do this and that. Instead, just let it be.